T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Well, it's been a big week in the world of sports. Here to tell you all about it is our own Joe Piscopo. Joe.
Well, thanks, Brian. Hello again, everybody. Joe Piscopo live, Saturday Night Sports.
All right, was that first guy Sinatra or was that Joe Piscopo, Dan? I couldn't tell. Joe Piscopo, of course, from weekdays, 6 a.m. till 10 or 9 on AM 970, The Answer in New York.
It's until 10, Dom, until 10.
Oh, until 10. He co-stars, though, with the real star, Joe Sebelia, two Joes here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, welcome back to Philly. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, how are you, buddy? Great to hear your voice, my friend.
Well, very, very well. Joe, congratulations. The parade this year, it's always special, but this year it's, we did an event last night, the dinner before that I was at, and this year it's particularly big given the stakes. So they're bringing in the big guns, and I don't know anybody who is a better MC slash ability with a crowd in public than you are, America's Toastmaster, kind of.
Take me and Georgie Jessel.
Yeah,
there you go,
exactly,
baby.
Exactly.
Hey, you know what? I'm so excited because I was there about 10 years ago, if you remember, and we had a blast. But my buddy, the Gita with the Heater, Jerry Blavitt, called, you know, and Jerry said, "Would you want to come on in and you want to be the Grand Marshal?" And it's so important now to give back to the community, especially the Italian-American community, Dom, because, you know, we've taken some hits over the last few years. This year, right here, 2021, and I'm in New York as I speak, and we have a big parade on Monday, and I'm on the air. I'll be co-hosting that on the air for 3 hours. The Italians finally joined together, Dom. Usually we're fighting with each other, you know? Now we finally joined together, and it's been a spectacular year. It's going to be great. It's going to be great on Sunday in Philadelphia, baby.
Oh, absolutely. Just so you know, too, Joe, we had on George Paquetto, the attorney behind all this, and Jody Della Barbara. Behind
Jody's
this,
great.
And they announced live that the decision just came down. They're taking the plywood off Columbus by judge's order there in Marconi Plaza where it ends. So that's why this is so special. You'll actually be there, the center guy, in a parade of great significance, Joe, just as you said, because of how under fire they are here. You have de Blasio, but Kenny is a lot worse to Italian-Americans. Well, de Blasio is not Italian. We're not getting...
He is not Italian. No. You know, I was just with Chaz. I was with my buddy Chaz Palmateri last night for the Mother Cabrini. That's another foundation that we help, you know, the great Mother Cabrini mission. And Chaz got the award. He stood up there and goes, "Let me tell you something about de Blasio. He ain't Italian."
Well, we're checking
right
on
the money, man.
Huh? We're checking on Pelosi and a few people like that. We're not claiming them either. Exactly.
I know. I said, "What do we? You know, we got this trifecta. We got the Dr. Fauci. God bless him. Pelosi, de Blasio, Cuomo. I'm dying. Thank God for Steve Scalise. I mean, maybe we got one guy. That's all right, right?
Well, Maria Bartiromo, Joe Piscopo's up there in the top 10. Nationally.
Yo, you're the best. Well, Maria's the best. But, you know, we usually co-host. She's actually, I heard she's got to do an assignment at the border on Monday, not able to co-host, which is like the first time in forever. I'm on her show Monday. Tom, I got to tell you, what a great role model Maria Bartiromo is for Italian-American women. I mean, out of Brooklyn, New York, one of the brightest gals in all of media. So you're absolutely right. We had some really nice shining stars. But this is our year. And I love that Philly fought for that statue, man. That's so Philadelphia. You know, we even lost our statue in Newark, New Jersey, my parents' hometown. They moved it. They got to move it out. We put it out in the boondocks. At least we're keeping it up. But
well, we're taking the plywood down, Joe. Hey, in your honor today, we do a side question of the show, and, you know, in addition to the serious stuff. And today we're asking listeners their all-time favorite Saturday Night Live character. And we think your signature is Sinatra. Is that true, or do you get tired of that and you point to another Piscopo?
No. Actually, Mr. Sinatra, doing the portrayal of Mr. S, you know, I mean, really the most iconic, meaningful, vital entertainer of the 20th and 21st century in my mind. It's an honor. And I go out now, and what I got to do, I got to bring the show to Philadelphia, because we go out and we do the live show. Dom, I go out with a big band and we do a tribute. You know, I do comedy throughout because, you know, we have some fun and we joke around, but we lay into the music in a big way. I'll be in Atlantic City doing some private gigs, but we've been going out. I went to Oshkosh, Wisconsin, because I only play the hot spots, Dom. I only play the hot spots, baby. So I got to meet it.
You want to send Joe Sabilia ought to be sent to Oshkosh. Come on.
Hey, you know what? I got to tell you, Joe Sabilia, who I met at Hofstra, he's working with you. I know you. You know, Dom, everybody knows it, loves you, man. And I said, hey, we needed a new producer. I said, let's ask Joe. So thank you for being gracious, because the kid's a star. He really is.
Oh, Sabilia. Joe, we do the Feast of Seven Fishes. And, you know, he has a propensity for older women sitting down at tables with them with that shock of red hair. We had him singing, walking up and down the aisles at a Seven Fishes thing. It's magic. He's a great guy. He's in such sync with you. It's beautiful to see. But, Joe, Saturday Night Live now, do you still watch? Yeah. It's become so politicized versus the heydays when you were there and even before. Who are some of the people that you most liked as performers on SNL?
Well, Danny Aykroyd, he's the leader. He's the grand, high, exalted, mystic leader of SNL. It's Dan Aykroyd. I think everybody then and everybody now looks to Danny as the leader. He just was just the way he did characters, just his tone, his measured tone. He always was always so decent and such a gentleman. But anything Danny Aykroyd did. But even now, I watched it last week, and then we're going to watch it again. And one of the Kardashian people are on. I don't understand the whole Kardashian thing, but I'm going to, you know, we'll be talking about it on Monday. You know, honestly, but it seemed like it was. They at least went after Biden a little bit. I mean, I'm like, God, the material writes itself, you know? And they nailed it last week. So that gave me hope that maybe they'll take it in a better direction as opposed to just, staying on one side. Because when we were there, don't forget, Dom, I did Ronald Reagan. I satirized the Gipper, Ronald Reagan. I was the guy who had to do Ronald Reagan on Saturday Night Live. Then I'm doing them, and we weren't mean, though. We weren't mean. We would just have fun, you know, when he invaded Granada, and I had Ronald Reagan saying, well, next we're going into Switzerland. You know, it was like, we had fun, man. We had fun with it. And now then it got mean, so hopefully they'll get back to the fun of it all.
I got a question for Joe real quick, Dom. Yeah. Executive producer Dan here, Joe. Your relationship with Frank Sinatra, Joe Sabilia, we used to sit here in the studio and we would talk about you and just how good your impression was of Frank. And if I'm correct, I think Frank labeled you the vice chairman of the board and all. I just want to know, did you have a deep relationship with the man, or was it more of just a professional relationship that you shared with him?
No, it's interesting. It's a good question, because I was never on the inside. I was never in the Rat Pack. But he always did. He called me the vice chairman of the board. And he would always welcome me in. And when I would go, when there was an event, I would get invited to the event. But I wasn't in the A-list section. He put me like, if I went to Madison Square Garden, there was all the A-listers, you know, Gregory Peck and all the A-listers, you know, in one area. And then me, but I'd be in the front row, but on the side of the stage. But I got to tell you, in the middle of him, like, singing Lady is a Tramp, he just, you know, he's singing it, man. He's nailing it. He looks down at me and he gives me a wink, like,
oh,
you know,
man.
It was like he was like that with me all the time. He was just a gentleman. And I looked at him like I looked to my father, you know, because my father always told me he was the greatest, that Frank Sinatra was the greatest entertainer of all time. and Mr. S always treated me with kindness and with compassion. And so when I do it, even when we do the Sundays with Sinatra, you know, up here on WABC on Sunday night, it's with a big shout out to the man who wrote the book on that, Sid Mark. You know, but when I do it, I always pay tribute to the old man in such a respectful way, because he always appreciated what I did.
Unbelievable.
And it's
stuff.
Really crazy to see over here, just like an inside look. It's almost like Sibelius continuing on with the tradition that the impact that Frank left on you kind of seem to leave that impact on Sibelius. So it's almost like a lineage happening here. It's
definitely.
A cool thing.
I love it. It's translated.
Yeah, it's true. And whenever I see a nice gal in a walker, I say, Joe, there's your girl right there. You like, you know what I'm saying?
It's so true. Hey, Joe, congratulations. We'll see you on Sunday. But where do we find you're a man. I see him. So I know you have gyms too, right? You train.
Oh, thank you. The Retro Fitness in Bethlehem. We have one in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, right? That's a Retro Fitness, Flemington, New Jersey. But you know what? If you're out by Bethlehem, come on over. It's the Retro Fitness. We have a lot of fun. And, you know, I'm into it now, and we're right part of the Retro team, so it's all great. And then check out, if you would, guys, Joe Piscopo, joepiscopo.com, joepiscopo.us, or .org will get you to where we are, because I'd love to see you at a live show.
Good stuff, Joe. Thank you. We will do all that. Congratulations. Come back anytime. Thanks to Joe Sibelius, too. Appreciate it.
You're great. Columbus Day. It's Columbus Day, baby. Nobody else's day. It is Columbus Day on Sunday, on Monday, and we'll see you on Sunday.
All righty, Joe. Joe Piscopo here on Talk Radio. Dan, that was as good as it gets. What fun.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Good
really
stuff.
Is.
All right. But
stole Sibelius from us. But
that's right. We want him back. Well, if we could do seven fishes, how I miss. Yeah. We'll see. 855-839-1210. You can get in with Dom Giordano and Dan here. And he mentioned Chaz Palminteri, of course, who's the creator of A Bronx Tale. Dan, I couldn't do
Italian.
It. He was so good to come on the show. You know me, though. I was tempted to say, hey, Dan, can you ask Joe Piscopo if we can get Chaz Palminteri on? Come on, Joe. Put in the good word. And I didn't ask him to do his Sinatra impersonation. I didn't do it this time. That would have been too much. I don't do that. All right, we'd love to have you get on board. And again, the happy news, the plywood comes down. Dan, I'm still looking. Have you found any news source reporting that?
No.
I'm looking at Philly.com, nothing.
Nope. No,
because I wanted to read how they see this. How do people in the Krasner world see this in Philadelphia, that Columbus, after all these years, will not be hidden? Oh, my God, can Philadelphia survive it this weekend?
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.